Euthanasia is becoming a very important discussion for debate nowadays. Do you think there's ever any justification for euthanasia?
You see, according to the Holy Quran, life is not our possession. We do not own life. And the sanctity of life is so important that temporary stress suffering must not be permitted to interfere with the inviolable principle of sanctity of life. So if once you begin to give right to people to take either their own life on the excuse that they are suffering, or to take somebody else's life, because that person is suffering and says, all right, you can take my life. Once it begins, there will be no end to it. Then other things will follow. And all the sanctity of the life we fully, strictly impose here in our laws, man-made laws as well, will be overboard. It will be, you know, result in chaos. The question is, suffering can be relieved to a degree by man through drugs and other things. If you can't relieve a person beyond that, then suffering is a means of bringing death. Now, let God do it by His law. A few moments more or a few moments less do not matter as compared to the price you have to pay once you begin to take decisions into your own hands. So if the suffering increases, that suffering also causes unconsciousness. Because the threshold of different people is different, so in some cases it doesn't happen so quickly as you expect, or doesn't happen so as quickly as in some other people's cases. So this is again another dilemma, the problem we face. It doesn't seem to have any solution, because people's threshold of suffering, or tolerance of suffering, changes. Some people, at the slightest pain, you know, they kick a shindy about and say, raise the whole, you know,
raise the roof.
Yes, right. Raise the roof. You know, in Urdu, we say to raise the heavens.
So we didn't have roofs.
I was undecided between the two. That's why I hesitated. And at least they kick a shindy, if nothing else, if not the roof. While some suffer so patiently, to such a degree, that it's unbelievable. Only when you go through that experience yourself, then you know how the disease was punishing. So it all depends. Now, whom will you permit at what level? How will you know? The inside story. How can you project yourself into the mind of a person and judge really this has gone beyond the normal level of suffering? So we shouldn't interfere in these things.
Also, maybe some people suffer as a result of, you know, this is God punishing them, maybe.
I mean, sometimes suffering is not meant to be painful.
You mean those who watch them, they suffer?
Well, maybe.
Is it to relieve themselves that they kill the others?
Yeah, maybe.
What I mean is, there's another angle to it as well.
Sure, yeah.
A mother suffers for the suffering of the child. A son suffers for the suffering of his mother, for instance. Or a daughter for the suffering of his father. So maybe the attitude is selfish. They want to put the suffering person at rest to have some rest themselves. And these things have happened in real life, and they have been recorded in the history of legal battles, where some lawyers tried to defend such people because they thought it was done out of mercy for them. But the fact is, it could be the other way around. It could be out of mercy for themselves, you know. They wanted to get rid of this nuisance.
Yeah.
So things become further complicated when you start to look at it from the different, from the other angle as well.